Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, there's a grape that doesn't get as much respect as probably it deserves.
Ever since that darn movie.
About those Pinot Noir guys
running around.
And it's Merlot. Yeah. And anyway, you want to cut it. And I'm not a huge Merlot fan, and you and I have had this conversation before. Merlot, to me, is the classic blending partner with Cabernet Sauvignon. So it brings the softer, more fruit-forward notes to be blended with the more savage
and tannic
flavors that come from Cabernet Sauvignon.
Allegedly.
Having said that, every now and then...
something comes along.
Hail fellow, well yeah. met, son of a gun if you don't have a good Merlot.
Well, I think Merlot is the grape that tried too hard to be nice. And, nice guys don't finish first. But there are examples of Merlot that'll just make you refute all of that. And I had a couple of them. But let's start with the wine that kind of, unfortunately, tends to underscore what you said. And I hate to say it, but this was Matanzas Creek's Merlot, a 2007. Very well made, but very underwhelming, and it just failed to impress. It didn't have any detail left in it. I was looking at the 07. That's 7 years.
You know. Right. That may have been a little longer than it
should
be.
Who knows where it's been, you know. But nevertheless, they have to, be responsible for what's in the bottle. This was fine wine, but it just, it was monolithic. It's like Australian Shiraz. It just, just didn't show me a whole lot. And, you could drink it with anything you wanted to, but, it's far from memorable.
So it didn't fail to get your juices going.
It didn't get a whole lot going. Now, let's move over to, for a few bucks less, Klein's Estate Merlot from Sonoma Coast. This was really good. It was just, $15-16, something like that. Very well made and captivating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously entry-level Merlot, but it has aspirations. And what you start to find in good Merlot that makes it exciting is this kind of beautiful, herbaceous, and spicy notes that appear first on the aroma, and then they follow through on the palate. And you get layers of flavor, distinct layers of flavor going on. And when you get that, you're on the trail of good Merlot. And that's what I started to see in this Klein Estate Merlot. Another wine that we've been following this one for a long time because it's a tourist favorite in Napa Valley.
Sure.
That's Sterling Vineyards.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've made a Merlot for a long time. I popped the cork, poured a glass, and oh, gosh, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just set it aside and got back to about an hour later. What a difference. It just had exploded in the glass, and what was left in the bottle was just wonderful.
That's awesome.
It was great.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, you cannot – don't prejudge these wines too quickly. Give them a chance if you can. And this just had all those things that I was talking about in spades, and it was just so likable. A little on the pricey side, over $20, but it's still really nice. But the one that stole the show for me, Hugh – Cameron Hughes, who goes around the world finding odd lots of wine and bottling it with a lot number, has a lot 356 Merlot from Chalk Hill, Sonoma County.
Right.
How many wineries on Chalk Hill?
Not a lot.
Just one that comes to Chalk Hill.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not saying I don't know, but that could be, if that's the source of his fruit, that explains a lot, because this was just flat out superb. This had so much going on. It was like a three-ring circus in a glass. It was fabulous. Around $25 or so for a bottle. I cannot recommend the Cameron Hughes Lot 356 Merlot enough. Good stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.